I think we need like a chamber. Hitler shower.
Oh my god!
Wow!
Oh my god!
And for fuck's sake, Ron, if you put that in the noise cast in the fucking podcast, I'm gonna high five you every time you offer because I owe you.
Does anybody else ever get the feeling that we are terrible people?
Yeah,
I don't all the time.
I do, but the alcohol kind of bounces it out.
Makes I'm relatable, okay. Actually.
I am so moving to Qatar after this.
I'm pretty sure it. they make you pronounce Qatar. It correctly before you can get in.
You know what? I've been to the EAU, and you can't even get in unless.
What
you
the fuck's the? It's the EU, dumbass. European Union.
No. United Arab. Wait.
Yeah, United Arab.
UAE.
UAE. Sorry. Whatever.
UAE.
At least I had three letters in it. You only had two.
Yeah.
He went to old McDonald's farm.
I've been to the EIEIO, goddammit.
I saw that farmer's dog. He had some shit.
There's a fucking
McDonald the farmer. What a guy.
This was fun.
My phone is rejecting everything I spell right now.
Maybe because you're not spelling anything.
No. You're just smashing the buttons.
You're doing the equivalent of like a kid smashing his forehead on the keyboard.
Actually, he's raging on his phone right now.
It was more like a kid laying it down on the keyboard.
Laying it down?
You know, like the equivalent of dropping a deuce.
At least he's not throwing it down.
Actually, to be entirely honest,
Kevlar is once again the drunkest person here.
Be honest with us, Kevlar. What are you entirely honest about?
I'm giggling like a motherfucker because of what Gonzo said.
What?
Gonzo, you so funny. I didn't say anything.
You so funny.
Oh.
Why are you
I was gonna say something.
Kevlar, why are you so drunk?
Because of Vito.
Oh,
there.
Yeah.
I pass the blame. Pass the blame,
cause
not my fault.
What was timing the shots? Was it just random?
Yeah.
Well, it was supposed to be timed, but then it was just like, I'm gonna take shots.
Time for shots.
No, because yeah. Okay, 5 minutes after I put the first shot post up, I put a little poll up and I waited. I said 5 minutes to take your reactions, and then 7 minutes after I put the poll up, so that was 7 minutes after I put the thing up, people said shots, and then like 2 minutes later, Vito's like, oh, we're going to do all shots right now, herp-a-derp, my name's Vito. And then from there, I was like, I guess we're not applying to any sort of, you know, rules, so I'm going to do a shot right now, and I'm down half a bottle of Knob Creek.
Yeah, I went through half a bottle of Crown, and then, like, I think I had three more shots of the Three Olives vodka.
Three olives? There's no V in front of it. It's Three
Vito,
Olives.
Vito, I'm going to warn you. Start drinking Gatorade, lime juice, and water, anything, right now. If you have work tomorrow, you're going to want to punch yourself in the nutsack. Because I had the 357 milliliter thing of Knob Creek, and I'm over halfway done, and I know tomorrow's gonna suck because most of that was done in the last hour and a half.
Yeah, the half bottle of Crown was the 750.
Oh god,
milliliter.
You weren't doing shots. You were doing like, hey, I have a big cup. Let me fill that up.
Well, that means, Kevlar, you have to step it up for next podcast.
You really want me to? Because it's going to be a lot of me interrupting and drooling all over the microphone.
That's no different than what you usually do.
No, because at least with drooling, you can hear me trying to speak. When it comes to drooling, it's just going to be my drool hitting the microphone.
You gotta do like me, man. When you get real drunk, you talk to yourself so you know not to slur so much.
I can start talking to myself in the middle of the podcast. As it was right now,
no,
I
don't
honestly...
do it in the fucking show, man.
No,
do
what
it
I'm
fucking
trying to...
on your own fucking time.
I do, but then the show interrupts with my own time, and I'm like, oh, I guess I gotta drink during my show.
We do this once a week, man.
And I drink
once a week.
I drink every night.
Ah, fuck you.
I'm sensing a lot of anger.
There's
You're
sensing
no anger.
A lot
it's
of alcohol.
Love.
And Kevlar is also
I'm
drunk,
not drunk
right now, Marion.
See, I'm not doing that.
What happened? Ben, you said something.
No, I said just be glad I'm not drunk. He sends a lot more anger.
I fucked my life. I hate everyone.
Okay, everybody
Were you drunk
should.
The last show?
Okay,
it's sunny in San Diego. Very. It's always 75 degrees. I hate everything.
Everybody, shut up.
You shut up.
I will, after I'm done talking. Well, damn it. Shut up, Kaiser. That sounds good.
God damn it.
That sounds really good. I'm about to go to the store and buy jalapenos so I can make
You should not be going to the store.
I think you might want to have Mama drive you, dude.
Nope. I'll ride my bicycle.
you can still get a Dewey on a bicycle, dude.
What I'm saying is, I think we should have a complete hammered version of the podcast this Friday or Saturday.
We record on Sundays, by the way.
No, I know, but I think we should.
This
would
be
a
special,
I'm saying this should be a
show.
Like behind the scenes. Everyone's drunk. Stephen throws his iron in the air, sort of drunk version of the podcast.
I'm never gonna live that down.
No, no, you're not.
That was fucking awesome.
And I wish I was actually on that tab when you did it, because I was in another tab and I was reading some really cool story and I hear everyone going, oh, Steven broke his iron.
If only Tiny Dad had a rewind feature.
I know.
I wonder if the Tiny Chat Masturbator is going to strike again.
Dun, dun, dun.
Tiny
I
Chat
wonder
Masturbator.
Who the fuck it was.
He's keeping Tiny Chat tiny.
Dude, I'm pretty sure that guy only got in there. He was probably one of the commenters that we had last week, because that's one of the few times that the password has just been given out freely.
But that's the thing. It was after an hour and a half or almost 2 hours of us, or basically me being drunk.
So it was a live broadcast, pretty much. He was on the live broadcast listening in. So that narrows it down to like what. Five people, so it was probably
No, there were a good number of people in here last week. That's the only thing I like about Ustream over Cover It Live, is that I could see who is
live. Polls pretty much said Stream over Cover It Live, so we'll be switching back. Unfortunately.
Well, honestly, Cover It Live has the same functionality, but Ustream is easier on my computer and it's more.
It has a user list.
Yeah. And I'm drunk as fuck, so go ahead and talk for me.
My name's Kevlar and I like the penis.
you need a better
penis.
Liver. Sure. Okay, Saberhawk's still here. We have 11 live people.
Yeah, but there's still. 8 of us in here right now. They're around there.
So we have
and then
3
Agrippa.
Other people.
Agrippa.
Hey, Agrippa.
We have 2 people.
We have 2 people that are in the chat right now.
Well, I'm not in there.
Okay, 8 minus 11 equals 3. So we have at least one other person. One other.
Hello, loyal follower.
Pretty sure it's King Saberhawk. He says we don't have anger, it's sexual tension.
Yep, he's the only one talking.
Oh, so. Easter is this weekend. Good point. And it's my Easter, too. Shit.
As opposed to no one else's Easter?
Yes.
Oh, he's Greek Orthodox.
You can't, like, own Easter, man.
It's my Easter.
Unless you're Jesus, you
get
to own Easter.
We have the same Easter as you other people this year.
Do you
How
not
is yours different?
Usually have Easter?
I'm honestly curious.
What, do you not have chocolate eggs and bunnies and shit?
For the kids, yeah, but because that's, the American tradition. Easter bunny. For us, it's
food.
They
don't have that in Greece?
No, in Greece, we kill a fucking lamb. We kill a goat. We roast it out on the spit all fucking day. We eat and drink and dance and be merry.
That sounds way better than American
Can
Easter.
Can I be Greek?
I could totally go
day.
For some lamb.
We totally
I think we're just all going to be Greek. You converted us.
Yeah. We're actually going to be buying the... we're thinking about maybe a 15-pound goat and a 15-pound lamb to feed everybody. Well, one of it's for us.
Okay, if you somehow figure out a way to ship some of that meat down to Alabama...
Vacuum seal.
I'll pay you back. Even if you have to ship it in dry ice, I'll pay you back.
Let me see if I could find the picture.
Lamb is awesome.
It is. Really is.
We started
the night before.
I was in Jordan, and they had what's called beer on the pier, which is where the Navy and the Marines basically have a bunch of local vendors show up on the pier that their giant boat is docked at and sell crap. And one of them was selling lamb wraps. I guess it's called heroes.
Shawarma?
No, it's more heroes. Like heroes. Yeah, like gyros.
Gyros.
It's called gyros, you fucking American.
Yeah, exactly. It's a gyro.
I fucking said it right.
It's a gyro, but it's called a hero in America. But it's pretty gyros. Much it's a tortilla that's super thick, like the one that wraps the gordita around lamb and whatever the hell else the Greeks. Yeah,
you're like totally mixing up like 10 different cultural.
That's exactly what Taco Bell put out.
It's basically a gordita with lamb.
Yeah, actually, that's the most accurate description I've heard. But they, you know, it was like $1 or $1.50 for one of these things, and I was like, hell yeah! And these people are like, oh, thank you so much. You know, and it's ridiculous because I was thinking, all right, these people wouldn't be so thankful for us buying one of their, you know, gorditas. if it wasn't like a lot of money to them. So I tipped the guy like $5. So that's like 400% of what I paid for the damn thing.
Gordita.
What a nice
fatty.
Guy.
In Spanish. Well,
and you know what the funny thing is? This was during Ramadan in Jordan.
They came out during Ramadan?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Okay, you know what
the funnier thing is? Why would you want to be surrounded by delicious food during Ramadan?
And you know what the funnier thing is? They sold beer during Ramadan.
Well, I guess, of course, as long as they're not drinking
it. It was after dark, so... Oh. But yeah, they sold it. They made a lot of money off us. And, you know, I was like, and honestly, every time I bought a beer, I was like, I'm sorry I'm corrupting your religious holiday, and all of them just smiled at me.
Yeah, they were probably smiling at you because they just wanted, never mind.
No, they wanted me, they're like, you're going to hell, it's cool. They spoke English, because when I was there during the day, they would actually talk to me. But I don't know if I was actually speaking English by the time it got, you know, sundown.
If it's anything like this, no.
Yeah.
I'd be smiling and nodding at you too right now if you sounded like this.
Yeah.
Hey, Vito. Gonzo.
Hey,
Last shot.
Shot.
I'm done.
Oh, Gonzo. He's a pansy. I'm taking a picture to prove I'm doing a shot, and I'm going to post it on Twitter.
I don't believe that you are, sir.
I'm doing it right now. There will be an index finger kind of in there.
Yeah, Pixar didn't happen, okay?
Okay, it's going on Twitter.
I don't see it.
Hang on. I'm doing the shot, and then I'm going to post it on Twitter. So wait 5 minutes till I figure out how to work my phone while I'm on. Ugh.
$3 is actually really smooth. I'm surprised. This is a good
Knob Creek. Knob Creek is really smooth till the sixth shot.
I'm sorry, but all vodka stays the same. That are unflavored, just regular vodkas.
Oh no, this is
no. Like, okay, if you talk about flavored vodkas, you're a vagina.
I said not that aren't flavored
vodkas. Dude, sweet tea vodka, fucking awesome.
No, that is not true. All vodkas do not taste the same.
It's awesome.
You fucking take a shot of Three Olives or a Grey Goose, and then turn around and take a shot of Aristocrat and tell me they fucking taste the same.
They do.
If you can, if you keep saying that, you are out of your fucking mind.
I didn't
taste anything.
No,
whoa, come out.
Okay, all vodkas do not taste the same. But anything that costs over $10 a bottle, pretty much tastes the same.
You cannot taste the difference between Smirnoff, Stoli, Absolute, Grey Goose, UV, Chopin.
Steven, at this point, I can't. You're right.
Yeah, no, at this point, it all fucking tastes like water.
Because yeah. I actually did an experiment, an illegal one, where people ordered Grey Goose on the rocks, and I poured Smirnoff on the rocks. People ordered, fucking Stolichnaya on the rocks, and I poured Grey Goose
I'm not a fan of Stolich. Stolich has a little too much bitter. Grey Goose is really smooth, but I honestly prefer Smirnoff. And if it's the first one, yeah.
People might be able to taste it.
Yeah.
I like Kevin.
Who are you polling?
Everybody.
11 o'clock drunk.
What's
people?
Up, Marion?
Hello. Okay. Well, just because I guess people are still listening. The Noisecast does not condone alcoholism. Just.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
Yes, drink more alcohol, kids. Listen to this, kids. Drink more alcohol.
Responsibly.
It makes you cool.
Look, I don't care what you're... that R word. Drink.
No.
Alcohol
I understand.
Your hair on your chest and retardism. A giant penis.
Responsibly.
What, Kevlar, why is your penis in the Knob Creek picture? Are you trying to say something?
Good call.
Oh, why isn't that odd convo file? I could totally draw that up.
Oh, my.
I'll put it on Convo Fire right now.
In case you missed our Convo Fire review, it's about to add a picture of my middle finger, which Steven's going to call my penis.
Were you pointing at the shot?
That was my index finger.
So you were pointing?
That was part of the whole, I'm going to show you this next shot I'm doing thing.
And just take a snapshot of your penis pissing into a tiny little shot glass?
If my penis is that big, I don't think I could have gotten my wife pregnant.
But you can get them pregnant with a tiny penis.
How do you know?
Vito has a penis. Pretty obvious, sir.
You know what?
Alrighty, boys.
Honestly, half the jokes I think we make, only Vito and I get. Which is awesome.
It's because you're both from Alabama.
No. It's a different brotherhood.
Gentlemen.
Okay, Kaiser. And
good night, Marion. Marion's trying to say that she's leaving.
Goodbye, Marion.
Bye, guys.
Thank you, Marion.
Bye, Mary.
See you, Mary.
We're usually not this crazy.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
No, not quite
this
bad.
You totally are.
Yeah, well, this was specifically...
And I just retweeted Kaiser.
Yeah, we were specifically trying to get as drunk as possible on the show, so we're not normally this bad.
Actually, after this... I probably won't be, because my wife's due soon, and
you're going to be a daddy.
Yeah, and you're going to have to
Make sure you're heavily, sober. Yeah, drinking this heavily will not, I'm not going to happen, because I may have to drive to the hospital.
That'd be exciting.
Exciting for me, scary for everyone else.
You guys, see, the second baby, we didn't have to worry about that because she set up induction. She was supposed to be induced. So it was just like, fuck it, we'll just put it on the calendar. Having a baby on this day.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, that only happens if it's not going to happen early. And just so you know, after the first shot, which was 5 minutes into the podcast, I started a timer, which I actually started about 5 minutes late. And that timer is now at 1:46. So we've been going for 1 hour and 50 minutes after the first shot.
How many shots did we take? Was anybody counting?
Nope, but I'm down half a... Okay, I've got a... Was it 375 bottle here? like a hip flask size bottle of Knob Creek.
It's a half pint.
Sure, you fucking European. And no, I'm
dude, over half. As booze as I am.
It's a 375, which
no,
is
it's
not
a
half
pint.
Pint.
A half pint's two something.
Okay.
What are you guys talking about?
I had figure no idea. Out. Steven!
It's a pint.
I have a 375...
You have a pint bottle,
no,
sir.
307, no, it's not a pint bottle. Well, 300 and what? 375?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a pint.
Okay.
I'm no, over a pint, half a pint. That's, no, you're about 100 milliliters shorter than a pint.
Okay. So
a pint is 470. A pint is about 475.
Okay, I'm way over. All right,
you're 100. If it was like 5 or 10 or maybe like 3, okay, you're
okay.
100.
Check the Twitter to see how much I've drank, Mr. Mathematician.
Not I enough went, is what I say.
I went through
in
about
America,
half,
a 375 milliliter bottle is called a pint of booze. A half pint is 200. Suck my nuts.
So what the fuck is a 750 milliliter? Because I went through
that's
half
a fifth.
Of. Yeah, I went through half a fifth of Crown, and I'm about a third of the way through the Three Olives.
Which is what, 750?
Gonzo, if I told you that I was going to give you 375, yeah. Or you were going to have to give me 375 cents, which was the equivalent of $4.
Look,
give me $4.
I'm not saying it's right. I'm saying it's what it is.
It's here in America.
Suck my nuts.
America.
Are there, is there anybody listening to us in the chat still?
Yes, I think Saberhawk.
Yeah.
Oh, this has become the background noise to his studying.
Yes, congratulations, Kevlar.
I'm sorry, you're going to fail.
What because are you studying, King Saberhawk?
My own drunkenness was the background noise to my studying.
What are you studying? Let's put it that way.
Boom!
Answer me now. Answer me.
Alcoholism on the internet.
What are you studying?
Saberhawk.
I guess he's back to studying.
Anyway, I just posted a picture of what's left of my bottle. Which.
Oh, he's studying economics.
Wow.
You can't even pronounce economics?
No, I was going to pronounce it correctly, but I'm like, wait a minute, are you going to make fun of me? Or?
Were you trying to pronounce it like an Alabaman would?
I was making sure that I wouldn't be called out for the way I pronounce it. I'm making sure I'm saying it correctly.
Yeah, you okay, so, that
and,
dude.
And an Alabama person would drag out the O. It'd be economics.
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 I went down there at University of some economics
that,
and
yes,
pretty good stuff.
I went to University of Alabama and I learned how to fuck pigs.
That's right. Fuck those bastards. University of Alabama.
Look, Steven, look in the default channel. There's your explanation from wikianswers.com.
Suck it!
Okay, I don't take shit from any site that says answers.com, especially Yahoo Answers or Wiki Answers.
You know what? Welcome to America, fucker. This is how it works.
It's talking about Jupiter being aligned with Mars. What?
What?
What? I looked at the page and the first thing that says, unless Jupiter is aligned with Mars.
Wait. I should also note that a real pint is not 500 milliliters, which... Okay, whatever. Unless Jupiter is aligned with Mars, in which case it is. Peace come to the planets and love heal the stars. Okay, so it's close, 473.18, but that 26.82 milliliters can make a difference. WH'M
no, what
italics,
I'm
saying. S-A-Y apostrophe
see,
non-italics,
you're,
and
you're all spelling
mark.
It out and shit.
What am I saying?
And, yeah, what I'm saying?
What I'm saying?
That's but fucking, that's some country shit right there, know what I'm saying?
But country people don't know how to put italics on the internet.
No,
hey,
they don't.
Hey, I can put italics on the internet all day long.
Yeah,
no Italians on the internet.
No Italians on the internet. Bye, Vito.
Fuck. Okay.
Apparently, Rontourage is at a bonfire.
Getting rained on.
Yeah, I know.
I need to go out. I should head out there. You know, Ron only lives like.
maybe 45 minutes for me, and I still have not been out to see him.
You know what? You guys should check my most recent tweet, because I misspelled it about, like,
Can't tweet
Steven.
Up on my Twitter, because I haven't done shit.
I misspelled it,
see
like
if it's bright
Steven.
Enough to take a picture in here. Here's my bottle.
What are you doing? That's the blurriest fucking picture I've ever seen. did you, like...
I must have missed something, because I don't see anything.
The fact that you can't even hold your camera straight anymore.
Me? Or him?
You!
I took my picture like 20 minutes ago, and it's shaky as hell. It's actually like 5 minutes ago, and it was still shaky as hell.
Oh, no, I'm done. I'm gonna eat before I throw up.
Yeah, I need to eat dinner. Which I have to make still.
Oh, alright, fuck off, guys.
Alright, man.
Alright.
Goodbye, everyone. On hold.
Steven, okay. You should.
What?
Are you still recording?
I don't know.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, apparently it is
okay.
Still recording.
I think some Friday we should all get together and do a absolute hammered cast.
Alright, well, not this Friday. Not this week. Next one after this week.
Okay, whatever.
Sounds good
just
to me.
Email me, let me know, because okay. I think we should. Because I haven't heard you hammered since the ironing incident.
No, there was another time where I came on.
I
were
wasn't
you on that
there,
one?
Probably.
Where
no,
I came on
not.
And I was making all these weird noises. Because I was
well,
so
okay.
Blessed
that's every
my
time
mind.
You talk.
No, I was actually making like weird noises, and being all giggly.
That's every time you talk, except for the podcast.
Okay. I think it's time to yeah. close this recording thing.
Oh, hey, yeah. So are we recording next week then? Like, what
oh,
are we
yeah,
doing
we gotta
for
figure that.
Sunday?
We gotta figure. Oh, yeah, I think we all do.
Yeah.
Most of us. Unless there's like Jewish people.
I was actually going to use the podcast as an excuse to come home early from my family thing.
Do we?
Like,
do we
oh,
have any,
sorry, got to record on Sunday.
Do we have any Jews or something on the podcast?
What's no Jews or something?
No. Like people who don't celebrate.
I think we have plenty
or
something.
Like people who don't celebrate Easter. You know?
Who's yelling in the background of who?
What the hell is that?
Is that the wife?
No, I don't have no wife.
No, when we're recording, when we're on the podcast, my wife actually comes down and like writes little notes to me. She won't say anything.
Yeah, exactly.
She's nice and quiet.
Mine,
she's like a little
too.
Mouse.
She actually brought me cake because she doesn't want to be associated with this. fuck you
okay.
guys.
Wait, well, so is there a plan to skip the next episode or
no? This is the problem. Is that Saturday night I won't be able to Friday, Saturday or Sunday, like nighttime, because we go to church late at night, like from 9 o'clock after.
Oh, is Sunday next? Is Easter next Sunday?
Yes.
Sorry,
it's coming Sunday.
Yeah,
I'm a horrible Christian. Jeez.
This is like the only time of the year I go to church.
No. Okay. Do you want to do it? I guess we can't make up for it. Unless it's during the week. Do you want to do it next Monday, maybe?
Like tomorrow?
No, next Monday. Like the one after. Sorry. Or
do
you want
to
try
it on Monday?
Okay,
well,
we can
we
throw up
on
something on the website saying, sorry, it's delayed. We
Ooh,
had a bout
idea.
Of Christianity.
This could be the next week's podcast that we're recording right now.
Then what's going to be Monday's podcast?
Yeah, how about this week's podcast?
No, we'll do a secret podcast. This will be the secret podcast.
And then
so
what,
all this
we need to record
okay.
it, like an actual we'll show podcast, though. Like one on
so
Monday.
Are you
like, record one
after,
on Monday and get up
gonna,
on Tuesday? Shut up, Kevlar.
Shut up,
yeah,
Vito.
But
this up
that's
on,
if Ron can do it
Monday.
Though on Tuesday. What if Ron can't do it on Tuesday?
Can't do what on Tuesday? The recording or the editing?
The editing.
Because
he usually has Mondays free. He does it on Mondays.
You know, honestly, I wouldn't be opposed to doing this on a Monday, but I know it puts a time crunch and it changes our schedule.
And for some reason, we usually are on our A game on Sundays. We've tried other days and it just hasn't.
It's true. That's true. Because this Sunday was our evenings.
Well, yeah, this was our A game.
It's all relative, Penguin.
The curve has dropped.
Yeah.
In these days, an F is a pass.
Where did my bottle of booze go? Oh, it's in my drawer. Hey. It's waiting there for next week.
Well, I guess we'll figure it out during the week. We'll come up with something.
I still say have this be the bonus podcast. I don't know.
No, this needs to be Monday's podcast because tomorrow people are expecting it. If someone wants to...
I mean like the after, like the you being a dumbass, being drunk on microphone.
That's every week.
No, this is like the exclusive.
No, see, what he did it's was not like exclusive, 5 seconds every after week. He stopped recording the actual recording, he started recording again. Because I never turned off my little fucking annoying chick voice. So yeah, I heard, user in your channel has stopped recording. User in your channel has started recording. So we've been recording all of this.
Shut up.
Why?
Steven, sometime this week you want to get together and argue and have me and Vito argue over random crap, we'll throw that out for next week's brief podcast. If there's a disclaimer that this is, you know, a religious holiday and we're taking a break because somehow we're religious, which I think that word
I'm not religious,
word,
I just want to fucking eat.
Hey, that works.
That should be in there. I'm not religious, but I want to fucking eat. But we're having a special version of the podcast.
I love deviled eggs.
Dude, it's... Jesus is dead. Fucking eat up. Come on.
Okay.
Ain't nobody gonna chastise you for your sins anymore. You could eat and be merry.
No, but Easter's coming back, isn't it? So you better watch out.
Yeah. That's the point. He died on Friday. If you record on a Sunday, he's judging you.
Holy shit. The zombie Jew is coming for all of us.
The zombie Jew?
Well, he was a Jew.
He's Jewish.
Oh. I'm like totally thinking you were saying something else.
You know, he... Okay, I think Vito and I understand that he was a Jew, but
he
Stephen's
was, I'm
Jew...
Not say- No,
he was a
I'm
Christian.
Not...
He was a Christian.
No, I
know.
He was
a Jew.
What?
And Christianity sprung up after him.
You're all going to find this hard and or impossible to believe. I was studying to be a Baptist preacher.
And I still don't understand that. Was that before or after the Marine Corps?
That was before and actually during. Something happened during my Marine Corps time that I'm not going to go into, but
you know, honestly,
yes.
I would like to hear that. But
you lost God.
That would have to be
lost
like
your touch with God.
That would have to be a one-on-one over a beer sort of thing.
Yes,
because
definitely.
I'm severely interested in that, but not in. I'm gonna. All right, sorry, King Saberhawk, the only person listening. I'm cutting this. I really want to hear what happened. I really do, and not out of sick curiosity thing. And the after I said I'm sorry, King Saberhawk, I cut the stream, so he can't hear. I would
it's
really like
going.
To hear that sometime.
Apparently,
you can still hear me.
Still on.
Okay, well, I'm just gonna close the whole fucking window and cut it live. I'm gonna put sorry, bro. And he's gone.
Sorry, you bro.
Yeah. There you go. I'm gonna go take a piss and eat some cake that I make. And eventually, Vito, I'd like to meet you over a beer.
This is the last person
here.
You want to be your therapist right now.
Look, if you want to know, then I'll fucking tell you, but I'm not gonna I'm not going to do it while Steven's recording. That's not fucking happening.
No, that's...
That's not going to happen.
I think that's one of those things that even if you do it one by one for all of us, it should still be one by one. You know what I mean?
I have no idea what you guys are talking about anyway, so I'm
not... It's not something... Like, that's a personal thing. It should not be broadcast per more than one person because he's going to... He's going to try to make it... No matter what he says, he's going to try to make sense for that one person.
I have no idea what you're talking about, and if it's personal, then I say it should stay personal.
It's... You know what? I think we're done broadcasting because I've closed every fucking window I could possibly find. Except for the TeamSpeak one. So if it's still recording, I'm just going to reboot this computer.
When's the recording going to stop?
Oh, well, I don't know. When should it stop?
I don't know. Who said that?
I think it was Ben.
I haven't said shit.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Should it stop recording right now? Are we done with the walls?
Hey, Vito. You there? You want to do another shot before we go?
Sure.
All right.
I don't think you should, Kevlar. You're not going to be able to make your food.
You have never seen me in the kitchen.
I have a feeling you're going to start putting your cheek on the frying pan or something.
Alcohol has never stopped me from making awesome food.
Maybe you should broadcast yourself cooking over Tiny Chat.
No, because... Honestly, the pants I'm in, the zipper doesn't work, and my dick probably be hanging out half the time.
If I could iron live on Tiny Chat, you could cook live on Tiny Chat.
But the thing is, you couldn't. You failed. You broke your iron. Cheers, Vito. This one's for you, bud.
Wait, so do you actually know what happened?
No, I don't. I've heard you mention it, but that's it.
Okay, and well, I think that...
And the only windows I have open are TeamSpeak and TweetDeck.
Okay, I think this thing is time to go away.
Just turn off the fucking recorder.
Seriously, I'm trying to give an outro to it.
Stop recording.
I'm trying to say an outro to it, like, you know, thank you for listening to this episode.
Do it on your own time.
God damn it, this was a noise cast.
See, there's... Yeah, there you go.
Even on a fun thing like this, I'm still depressed by the time it's over.
Why? We had 18 people in the chat at one point.
And they all fucking left.
Well, yeah. After we said it was over. And then we stopped talking about useful things. Then we actually got into interesting things, and they're already gone.
The noise cast.